The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Chris and Steph to get you up. Thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
Right now, I actually want to talk about cashless payments.
Cashless payments. They reckon this is a way of the future. No one's using cash, like actual
notes and coins.
Cash.
No. Cashless payments such as your Tap and Go or your PayWave, are super convenient. We know that. We love them. We're like, oh, yeah, just buy this.
Well, ding, done.
Unfortunately, a top professor at the University of Melbourne warns that contactless payments and transactions also enable us to easily fritter away our funds.
Yeah.
So apparently, what we're doing is we're really overspending. It's too easy and convenient to be like, tap, all right, that's mine now.
Because it's instant and there's no instant. Actual, it doesn't teach you anything about the value of something.
No, and we just can't see our funds going down.
No, you can't see.
You know,
see.
If on your card every time you tapped it sort of like told you maybe how much was left, maybe that would be a scary thought.
That's a great idea.
That would be a super scary thought.
Yes.
However, not only is it easier to spend according to top psychologists, but it also means that we're not learning to save money, which is a big problem. So a new survey looked at over 1,000 consumers at the AMP Consumers and revealed 16% of 18 to 24-year-olds do not have any savings.
None
at all. Around 11% of those in the 35 to 44-year-old demographic also had little to no money in the bank.
Uh-huh.
And one of the contributing factors to that is that contactless payment technology.
Yeah. I must say, I realised this with my own banking, and I've spent 2017 has been a big year of not spending and trying to get finances back in the right way. And so the whole year, and it's sucked.
It has been
the crappiest year ever just because I've been really focused on making sure I'm not buying useless crap that I don't need and trying to make sure that money's paying off the credit card and paying off debts and stuff like that.
And that's the big thing as well, I think, that we don't realise.
Far out.
Like I was once told by some finance dude. He's like, you can't save money whilst you owe money.
Yep, true.
And that's like the hardest thing to learn because you're like, what's the point in saving money when you could be clearing your debts?
Yeah.
And the idea is then once you clear them, then you've got to go about trying to fill that same void with savings. And I don't know anyone who saves. Like, I don't know how to save. I couldn't tell you. Like, it's not something that I've done. I've, you know, paycheck to paycheck kind of gal.
Living life on the edge, Steph. Living life on the edge.
There's spare money, it'll go on to debts.
But do you reckon, do you think you can change your habits anytime in the future to sort of change that way? Because I'm really trying to push to do it.
But see, what are you saving for? That's what I don't ever understand, is that, like, I've always...
What am I saving for?
Yeah.
Well, I have a wife and two kids. Like, I'd like to get a house and stuff like that. There's that huge, you know, that expectant thing on top of you that you've always got to own a house, that there's these things you've got to have when you have a family.
Like, wouldn't it be nice if you had to pay for a car outright to go into the dealership and be like, oh, yeah, there's my money for my car.
I've done that once in my life, and that's when I got my first car, Ford Telstar, when I left home, and it was, there's the cash, because it was so many years old, and it's like I had... Yeah. The savings from my entire life at home, like 18 years, is like, there's the cash on the table.
That's my car.
Oh, that's my car. That's the only time I've ever done it.
And like, I mean, 75% of us are choosing to pay with card by choice now. I think it's a scary thing, but I don't know. I think live large. Why not? Have nice things. Go out for nice dinners.
Yeah, okay.
That's my advice.
Right. Do not listen to us. No.
We're not financial advisors in any way, and we recommend you do not listen to us in any way at all.
Get up with Chris and Steph.
Check it out.
6:35 down hit. I feel so, so bad because we only just did this great financial talk a moment ago about how everyone's just using PayPass and spending money and no one's saving any cash and no one has any money. And then I say to you, Steph, Afterpay's got this huge sale on.
24-hour sale.
It's lasting until midday today.
I'm furious with you.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, where's the women's wear? Where's this? Oh, do they have homewares?
How do I find
the
sale?
You're like, just go to the Facebook page. I'm overwhelmed and I can't stop.
I'm sorry. I fed the addiction and I regretted it immediately.
And it was funny. I was just finishing telling him, I think I'm pretty good with money. I think I'm pretty good. Like, I don't buy a lot of things.
I don't need anything.
And then I'm like...
Yeah, typing furiously.
What if I'm not a member, Chris? What if I'm not a member?
Do I need to be a member? I can't see everything. Should I be a member? Do I need to be it? Somebody help me. Coming up soon on Hit as we come down off the sales high this morning. We'll talk about the old hospital site. The demolition starts this week, and joining us from the Nine News team very soon, Aggie's going to pop into the studio, tell us all about it. We spoke yesterday about the old Orange Base hospital site getting demolished. The demolition kicks off this week.
Yes, it certainly does.
Aggie Bradshaw from the Nine News team is in the studio this morning.
Yeah, we certainly do. And we're actually joined by Aggie Bradshaw from the newsroom. She was there yesterday.
Woo!
Girl, what was happening there yesterday?
Well, at the moment, they're still in the cleaning stages, so they're getting rid of all the asbestos before the demolition gets underway.
What's that like for the people who live in the area? Like, are they going to be, like, eating asbestos spores?
No, we did ask them that.
Okay.
That's a good question. I'd want to know.
So they've set up air monitoring around the perimeter.
Yep.
And they'll make sure that nothing gets out and it's all safe.
So they get the asbestos out of the way, then they can start actually knocking it down and taking down the
walls. Yeah, that's right. So that should be in the next couple of weeks. They'll start with the low-lying buildings, and then the last thing that they'll take down is the big tower. Ooh, and they keep in their ambulance station.
Yeah, because that could be like a cafe or something cute
they
in the future.
They could redevelop that. What's the time frame like? So how long overall before this is all wrapped up and done?
Early next year. It'll all be down, and then, the next step.
So when you were there yesterday, I have a theory that I think there could be ghosts around the hospital. Any sightings?
Did you see any?
Okay, we have footage of it.
You do? Yeah, good.
Brent, our cameraman, was filming, and he zoomed in on a door, and it closed.
No, it didn't.
No!
Did it really?
I kid you not.
Oh, we have to get our hands on some of this footage.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Ghost stories of the hospital.
We're disturbing their home.
Yeah, they'll have to move out. They'll have to move out into March Street or Dalton or something.
I wonder if the
like
air purifiers, whatever that they've got on the perimeter, could sense them.
Pick it up.
Yes, maybe.
You know, like in Ghostbusters, how they've got like the gas that sent, like they can sense the gas?
Are you thinking that we can vacuum up all the ghosts at the old hospital site? Is that what you're kind of getting at?
That's why I got a Dyson.
Absolutely. All right. Aggie, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
And good luck, too, with the future. We understand that you're wrapping up with the local news team.
That's right. Yes, all done and dusted in the Central West.
Tears? Do you want to cry on the radio?
It's a roller coaster of emotions, Chris.
That sounds like a roller coaster right there. Aggie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Chris and Steph. Get up with Chris and Steph.
Check it out. Turn it on, turn
it up. My radio. 2 minutes after seven, inside 20 minutes, we'll talk dumb criminals. It's a carjacking story this time around, but the carjacker, sure, didn't know what he's doing, mate. We'll do that in 20 minutes on Hit.
Nothing worse than trying to carjack a car and realising you can't drive a manual.
No, oh, that's very
one of those
true.
Sorts of things?
It's all about planning ahead, I think you'll find.
Please don't carjack. very soon. We're talking.
Thank you for the clarification.
Gold stars for adulting next. When you get a chance to have a bit of a humble brag, tell us what you've done in the last week that is well and truly in the realm of adulty.
We'll award you with a gold star. We'll do it after this. Hayley Steinfeld, Most Girls. Remember, don't carjack. Chris is this.
Gold star for adulting.
Time to gold star this morning. I'm so out of breath. I'm sorry. I ran back to the studio because I knew it was going to be late. I was making coffee and I nearly knocked over one of the Nine News cameramen walking into the building. I'm like, sorry, mate. I just got to get back on air. Gold stars, awarding anyone this morning for whatever minor thing you've done this week where you've stepped up and you've really become an adult.
Yeah, and this can be really, really simple. You gave a brilliant example before, Chris. You said, maybe you actually checked your enrolment to vote, made sure that you had the correct address, so you are all ready to vote in the upcoming plebiscite and our local elections.
Absolutely. Gold stars. If we had legend awards, we'll also hand those out too.
Yes, and we're coating our gold stars in glitter this morning.
Absolutely. Steph, do you have a gold star? Have you done something this week that you deserve a star for?
Yeah, I deserve a star because I'm not getting anything else for it, but I've been back and forth up to the Boot Barn in the last couple of weeks. You know, I've fallen in love with a couple of the rugs up there.
Oh, Lucknow.
Lucknow. So I've been going back and forth and back and forth. You actually busted me on a sneaky trip up there to have a quick look the other day.
Was that when I drove past you?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, right. I saw you driving past. I wasn't going out that way. I've just been, like, hassling the staff up there because I really want this rug. However, for the same price, I thought last night, I better check when my registration is due for my car and for my bike.
Oh, coverage.
Because I was like, you know what? I haven't paid that in a while. I feel like that's a little bit of something that I should have paid. I was like, so whilst I'm cashed up, maybe I should check to see if I owe that money before I go and purchase something that I really want right now.
That's such an adult... Sorry, that is an adult thing to do, to go and check.
It hurts my soul.
Registration and stuff
like
that.
I've got till March for the bike, but the car's due in September.
Because who hasn't done that thing where they've gone, oh, I wonder if the car... When's the car need regoing? And you check and you go, oh, it was a month ago. Whew. Maybe I should get that fixed right now.
But I never think
right
to
now.
Check. Like, I just assume that everything just comes to me in an invoice in my emails these days and I'll just pay them when they arrive.
Yeah. Everything's electric now.
And, like, with all my insurance, I always just pay 12 months up front. I never...
Yeah.
I always just... Because then you get all the discounts. So I was like, I'm probably due to pay, sort of fork out a couple of grand for these things. And I was like, all right, the rug will wait another week.
It can wait. It'll be there. It'll be okay. Just wait. Wait it out. 13, 12, 16, gold stars for adulting. What have you done this week? No matter how small, where you've stepped up and you've really become an adult. 13, 12, 16. Let us know right now. It's Chris and Steph to get you up on here. Chris and Steph to get you up. Thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
Gold star for adulting.
Now 12 minutes after 7, giving out gold stars on 13, 12, 16. What have you done this week in the realm of being an adult that you deserve a gold star for?
Yeah, it's nice and simple. I just said a moment ago that, you know, I've been really wanting to buy myself a special treat, a gift in homewares.
A gift from me to me.
Yeah, I wanted a rug. And I was all set to go, and then I was like, you know what I should do? I should check when my registration's due for the car and the bike, because I feel like I haven't paid that in a while.
I feel like you're very much heavily adulting today.
Yeah,
isn't that... Because like, rego's a terrible thing.
It is.
It's a lot of money.
It's awful. It's the worst thing you have to pay.
Mm.
And I was like...
Necessary evil, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, and that's going to be, like, pretty much exactly the same amount of money.
Yeah. Isn't that bad when you find a bill or an expense that's exactly the same amount as that thing that you want?
Well, this same week I've already received my electricity bill as well, so I had electricity, and then I was like, I still have enough for the rug, but I'll be cutting it close, but then now I'm like, another fortnight.
What do you deserve a gold star for? 13, 12, 16. Sam's joining us. What do you need one for, Sam?
Well, my girlfriend recently did her knee. She did her ACL playing mixed netball.
Ooh.
And I, after a couple of weeks of her nagging me, I finally pushed the bed over so she had more side on her side of the room to get around with her crutches.
Aww. That's you deserve absolutely a gold star for that. That's brilliant.
What a gentleman.
What a gentleman.
It's only taken you 2 weeks of her having this, has it?
Yeah, I mean, better late than never.
Well, is she complaining a lot? Is that kind of why you've stepped up? Is that...
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah, well, like every man out there, just, you know.
So have you had to step up a few more domestic things around the house if you've got to help her out this week?
I've had to do more cooking, and the big one I've had to do is drive her around more because she can't actually drive, but she's still trooping on and actually going to work.
Oh, okay. So you missed a chauffeur.
So you have had to be the adult around the house.
I have, and I deserve a gold star, so thank you.
Okay, all right, another one then. Jeez, you're very pushy. sure thing. Well done. Hopefully she gets better soon, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sam. There we go. Gold star helping out his girlfriend. That's lovely.
Isn't that nice?
He didn't say whether the not being able to drive was directly related to the injury or whether it was just like a pre-existing condition or anything like that.
You think so?
Maybe. Well done, Sam. I tell you what, next on Hit, we'll talk dumb criminals. When a carjacking goes terribly wrong.
Love dumb crim stories.
We'll do that next on here. Chris and Steph, to get you up. Love talking dumb criminals. There's this guy in the States who's been caught on camera trying to carjack. That's when you pull up in your car and someone tries to open the door and...
steal your car.
It's like Grand Theft Auto. They try and take you out of the car and pinch your car and go off with it.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting part of this is he hasn't been successful. This guy's gone to open the door, but the driver has taken off, so he's continued to accelerate.
Oh, good.
He's fallen down on the ground, but has continued to hold onto the handle of the door
for
dear life. What's happened is they've dragged him, like, 20 metres or so, but that has pulled his pants down and actually ripped his pants. So his pants have come off during the attempted carjacking. When they come to a stop... he stands up, just his ass like that. He's just ripped his underpants, ripped his pants off.
Wearing his favourite SpongeBob SquarePants
underwear. No, it was not that case. But he gets back up, And so they go, all right, round two. They accelerate again and continue dragging him down the street. He was eventually taken to hospital for treatment, skid marks all over the road, stuff like that. So but apparently, yeah, he's been wanted for other suspected carjacking events. But how's that?
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. Dumb criminal news. Absolutely love it.
Oh, just hold on. We'll get the car eventually.
Oh, we'll eventually get there. Yeah, okay, cool. But how are you going to explain the no pants thing when you... Obviously, his pants are like, they were in tatters anyway, because they've just like deteriorated as soon as they've dragged along the road. So there you go.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.